it's an open shop. You have a cup of tea and a biscuit, and you know, you can just relax. And there's no real sort of stress on anyone. You can just have a quiet sit here and reflect. There's a bit of music, there's craft. Yeah, I think it's just a good place for someone to come in, and you can talk about anything.
Can't go to the pictures because the buses stop at 5:30. Can't do a show in the evening because there's no transport and I don't drive anymore. No taxis. Well, I've suggested blocking the entrance to the bus station. You know, human chain.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's nice that it's open in the entire week.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you can't come one day, you can at least come the other and like enjoy yourself, yeah.
You're making a heck of a mess of that.
Spaces like this give us a sense of community, of talking, of breaking down barriers, walls, learning. And actually what we kind of miss as humans is that conversation to find out things that we aren't in our normal circle, or moments which we can break down to make everyone feel included and not exclude anyone for any reason and actually learn. Lord, I know I was a sinner, but I pray every day. Lord, I know I was a sinner, but I pray every day. Save me from me.
So basically, I lost my mother, and I really took a dive. It really affected my mental health. I have been unlawfully evicted, and I've had to go into sheltered accommodation, but now I've finally found a place. If it wasn't for me coming into this talking shop, I would never have got my confidence back. This centre has been a massive, massive help.